Thank you, Reggie and Mayu. It's lovely. The realization of the presence of God as sustaining strength is a stronghold in the consciousness of each of us that fortifies us against all adverse conditions. Nothing so uplifts, nothing so frees from care and worry, nothing brings the thought of victory as being rooted in that sustaining strength which overcomes all weakness. To have the strength of character that makes life seem effortless and non-resistant is to have the inward joy that nothing, no person, no place, and no thing can take away. When Jesus withstood the temptation in the wilderness, he proved beyond all question that he possessed the strength of character that the Almighty required of him. All of mankind is working toward this same unfoldment. For us to be more and more deeply rooted in the consciousness of sustaining strength means that we must overcome just as Jesus Christ overcame. It is likely that we will need more time, but nevertheless, the ever fuller joy of the overcomer is ours. When we hold our ground in the face of temptation, and when we refuse to yield to the allurements of the world or of sense consciousness, there is no doubt the very angels and higher helpers shout for joy. True strength of character through non-resistance withstands the tricky, treacherous movements of temptation in any of its many forms. All shaft of error directed its way meet with defeat. Among the apostles of Jesus, Andrew symbolizes strength. Spiritual strength, the fruit of prayer and of meditating on strength, is born in the silence of the soul and reflected into the body at its very center. The ego is a symbol of strength and victory. It mounts up into the air to an unbelievable height, and from this altitude focuses his eye on the ground below and spots his prey. He rises above the cyclone, and he outflies the wind. As is the way with the eagle in the air, so it is the way with each of us when we fully realize our divine sonship. The individual who thinks himself only finite and apart from the infinite cannot realize the possibilities of spiritual man. He cannot even dream of the possibilities that are awaiting him. All strength is from God. However, our thoughts and our actions largely determine the mold or the shape into which this precious essence of strength is poured. Spiritual unfoldment and the increase of God's strength in us depends upon our determined aspirations within and without, which are met by God's grace and God's grace alone. The soul cannot buy God's strength, the soul cannot steal it, but rather can only open it itself to it and go to meet the divine will with sincere and unfailing, purposeful devotion. Truly, to live the spiritual life, we must be strong. We must understand every test, and we must withstand it. Victory means great joy, and we are joyous only when we are strong physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is said that actors have been killed by too much criticism. Their need was for the unfoldment of a strength of character that can handle prejudices and jealousies without resistance. If such souls had been sufficiently strong in God, they would have known that praise or criticism from the world is not really important, ultimately, in the scheme of things. They would have known how to wrap themselves in the protective mantle of God. They would have known how to rest quietly under the shadow of the Almighty during any onslaught. They would have known how to emerge strong and joyous after being momentarily wounded by an attack that has spent its fury. They would have known how to live life so that criticism is felt but immediately then allowed to pass and be forgotten. We must never let ourselves be weakened by disappointments and frustrations of human relationships. If we harbor such negativity too long, we may even come to the point where we want to retreat or even die. Such moods cannot be allowed to weaken the spiritually minded individual. Our senses must be keen and illumined at all times. We must maintain contact with the ever-renewing spirit of infinite strength. We must be sustained by God's unfailing power and His unfailing presence, and we must rise from disappointment and from loneliness to go on even stronger than ever before. Unfoldment and realization of spiritual strength allow the presence of God to dwell at the very center of your being. Affirm that you are one with this infinite strength. Affirm that you have the power to express the sustaining strength of spirit. Affirm the pure, undefiled strength of God is being expressed in and through you, and you are strengthened and sustained in all of your actions. Affirm the joy of the Lord as a wellspring within you, and you are blessed with divine strength. Dwell consciously in the presence of our Father, knowing that you are firmly rooted in the garden of spirituality within your very soul. The light of spirit is coming down from your spiritual center, the crown of your head, and that new strength is flowing to every part of your whole being. The truth is that man's whole body temple is the garden of God, and that every cell, every sinew, every fiber, every function is made strong by the Holy Spirit. You have a strong hold on the body temple when God's presence is alive in your deepest roots, the Christ within. And you are more and more free to express God from the center of your being. You are free and you are blessed to bring forth the Christ in you into your daily life. Let that be your goal. Let that be your mission. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? I'd like you to take a moment to get comfortable and rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either in your lap or at your sides. And I want you to just relax for a moment. Take a deep breath in. And let that breath out slowly, very slowly, knowing that the breath in is the breath of life, the breath of God. And as you release slowly, you are letting go of all that is not God. We are letting go of jealousy, of fear, of hatred, bias, superstitions. We are letting go of all of those things that take up space in our heads. There's no place for those things here. These are not of God. Be still. Be still and go within. Go within to the silent center where our Father waits. He waits with love, unconditional and pure. He waits with peace and joy. His arms surround you. Be still. Beloved Father, I am aware in my heart and in my soul that you are my life, and you are the life of all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. You have lovingly placed your whole self within me. You within me are my strength. You within me are my courage. You within my center are my wisdom. You are my knowledge, and you are my understanding. You are my peace. You are my joy. You are my patience. You are my teacher. You are my guide. You are my protection. You are my wealth, and you are my sufficiency in all things. Without you, Father, I am nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. You are the one power. You are the one presence. You are the one mind. I am the living temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in me. I and my Father are one, and nothing can separate us. We are bound by the Spirit of eternal and infinite love. For the awareness, Father, of your presence within me, and within all of your creation, I am blessed, and I am grateful, and I give thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness, and he gives you his infinite, eternal, unconditional love, and his strength and his power. Amen.